When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to join the Broadway musical for Deliverance, ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dawn.
And do we have a special nickname for Mike?
We don't yet. We got to come up with that.
Okay, maybe he can help. Because sometimes when you're given a nickname, Mike's our producer today.
But you can't give yourself a nickname either. That's one of the rules. So I just got to wait. Okay. It's got to happen organically. Yeah.
Great. All right.
Good morning.
Alexis is off today. And good morning to all of you on this Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to You Go Girl Day. Welcome to Headspace Day, only celebrated in Australia. Welcome to International Day of the Girl. Welcome to International Face Your Fears. Welcome to Kraken Day. Welcome to National Coming Out Day. Welcome to National It's My Party Day, which you can combine those last two. Welcome to National Kimberly Day. Welcome to Sausage Pizza Day. Welcome to Own a Business Day. Welcome to Southern Food Heritage Day. I love that one. That's right.
Jason.
I'm all about that one. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Dawn McClain, who's been off the juice for a while. She kind of tripped back during her Europe trip, but...
I did.
How are you now? Are you still...
I'm having decaf today. It's a decaf chai. Just the classic kind from Starbucks. And I love it. I put some cocaine in it, so it makes it really
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
Just a little cocaine. That's Mike, that's how we have to get through the morning show.
We're going to run over to that studio right now.
Perfect, It's to the kitchenette. Mike, how's your coffee?
It's delicious. It's ready to start a fun, exciting day. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for being here. Mine, I decided to go back to my original beverage just for one day only. I went back to the salted caramel cream cold brew. Yeah. Wow. I don't know why. I felt the urge.
Okay.
So, cheers, Starbucks. Angela, cheers. Corey, the crew over there at the Eden Prairie Starbucks, the best Starbucks in the world. Thank you. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
There we go. Oh, I was talking yesterday about going to see, it looks like you and I both had, I'm just looking at the sheet here again. You and I both, did we both go out on a school night?
Probably.
Dawn, what is wrong with us?
Well, you know, whenever a concert is scheduled, you know, you can't really tell them to change the date.
No.
To a date that you would like to have.
Very true.
Yeah.
Where did you, let me start with you. Where did you go last night?
I went to the Fillmore and I went to see AWOL Nation, which is one of my favorite bands.
Oh.
I
must admit, I don't know a lot about them. Tell me.
Okay, so as far as radio hits would go, their big hit was that Sail song. Sail.
Sail.
You know, just repeated Sail a lot. Not my favorite song.
But it was on the radio?
It was. It was one of the top 40 hits when I was in top 40
radio.
Rhythmic radio. Here we go. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, I do know this.
Yeah.
Let me get to the actual hook here. Come on, sure. Jace. Here we go. Okay. Okay.
That one, yeah. He's a weirdo. I mean, the lead singer hits super fun, though, because he really gets into it in a way that isn't like, I care that the crowd is looking at me. He's like super into his own music.
Oh, he couldn't care less about the audience?
No. He's super into the audience. I'm just saying, like, he's feeling it. He is feeling it.
Oh.
So I'm going to remove this post where I didn't label it on my Instagram and put another one on there. You know, when you just post something it's like, well, okay, it no.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted to do. So anyway, it was really great. And then another band, Bad Flowers, performed, and they were really good. I didn't care for the people who came to see Bad Flowers. I had to tell somebody all about themselves.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I don't care.
What did they do?
Well, they're about 6'5", and, you know, we were there when the doors opened.
Yeah.
You know, we're waiting in line to be near the front. And I know that, like, concert rules, there are no rules. But whenever, you know, we have our MC's kids with us, and they're, you know, 5'7", 5'8", and two guys, they just push a whole crowd, just said, excuse me, after being there, you know, waiting for an hour, and they push right in front of us, and they're both like 6'5" and 6'3". And so we, MC just went around them and said, excuse me, and then they're in front of me, and I go, you're tall, dude.
Yeah.
And he goes, I am. I actually said, you're effing tall, dude.
Edited
and I
for
look
radio.
At him like, you don't mess with me, okay? And he was like, God, whatever. You know, they're there to see an emo band. So it's funny to see them try to act tough. And then I told them about themselves. And so then I was in front of them.
So they really weren't there for AWOL Nation.
No, they were there for the Bad opener. Flowers.
Got
there was another opener, and it's something like Mysterious, but it's like Mystique or something, and I can't remember right now. They were really good. They were from England. But yeah, they were there for the second band. And then thank God they left.
And I see it was at the Fillmore.
Yeah.
Isn't that a cool venue? And if people, it's in North Loop right next to Target Field.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I really liked it. It's kind of cool to be in a new venue.
Yeah,
I hate to say that because our beautiful old venues are awesome. But as far as like being on the floor at the Armory, I know that that's fairly new that it opened, but it's concrete floors.
Yes.
So this has at least wood floors, which was a little bit better on the hips and the knees. I mean, even the kids last night were like, my legs. And we're like, yeah, you're standing for 4 hours. So,
yeah.
So, but it was a great show. You know, didn't play Here Come the Runts, my favorite song, but that's okay.
Oh.
You know, when you're waiting
for the
song and you think they're going to come out and sing it. And then after three encore songs, we're all about leaving early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got S to do. You got like the bed
to
do.
Sleep. Yeah.
You gotta go to bed.
And MC's like, do you care to leave right now? I'm like, absolutely not. I would love to leave. And the kids are like, yeah, let's go before the crowd. You know, they're all on the same page as us. So we're like, great. And we walked out, and it's like, I don't need to hear it. I don't need to wait to hear it or be disappointed that I didn't hear my favorite song. There were a lot of songs that were awesome.
Or the second worst, and it happened at that very venue when I went to go see Debbie Gibson at the Fillmore. And a completely different artist. But anyway. But when you go and your artist sings the song that you want, but they sing it
weird.
It weird. And that happened with Debbie. I waited for Electric Youth. I love that song. Go ahead and judge me.
No.
I mean,
it's a favorite. There's a perfume based on it.
Yes, there is.
Her perfume, yeah.
I love that song so much. And she decided to do it like a freaking jazz tune. And
no.
I'm like, no. You can't do... This is Electric Youth. You can't do electric. You can't do this as a jazz hit. What the hell are you? You can't do it like Billie Holiday. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
This is Electric Youth. This is the definition of 1987.
Yeah.
You can't do this, you know.
Did people start smoking jazz cigarettes?
They did. There's a saxophone player came out with sunglasses.
Really?
No, but no, I'm just
joking.
Was
there pot in the crowd?
There was.
Debbie Gibson? Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I was joking.
Yeah, no, pot to get rid of the knee pain, because, you know, they're all our age. You know?
Right. That's true. Yeah. AWOL Nation, they're just trying
at that one, Mike. Whatever, youngin'.
Increase their good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we told, like, the kids have been to actually a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
Their dad takes them to a lot of concerts that he can get them into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're probably going to get a contact eye. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, just put your shirt up over your nose, you know.
And you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
They'll smell it and they would look at each other and I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I had a mask on. I was like one of two people in the crowd with a mask on. But, you know,
hey,
I'm just not willing to take the risk right now, especially at Hubbard, where we always have a low amount of staff members.
Yeah.
You know?
And when one goes down, it's like the whole troop goes down.
It's true. So. I didn't want to come in here and, you know, possibly infect people.
Infect Mike. Yeah. well, coming up, a little programming note. So coming up next, I have an AB Fab related to my school night outing.
Oh, good deal.
And then at 8:30 in the third hour, I have a big fat movie review. Colin and I have been doing this occasionally, and I like it. It's fun. We've been doing weird Monday night date nights. Like, out of all the nights to have a date night, we've been oddly going out sometimes on a Monday. We did it last night, and we saw Bros. And
oh, yes.
And boy.
With Billy Eichner.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a lot to say.
Okay, good.
I have a lot to say. And that's coming up at 8:30. So, but when we come back, a little AB Fab and White Castle news from Dawn. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Wednesday, the Fall Guy meets Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Then on Dynasty, Alexis' trial begins.
What are you trying to do to me, liar?
Guilty or innocent, Stephen holds the key.
I know who killed Mark Jennings.
All starting at 8, 7 Central.
Wednesday. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Now, there's a show that isn't talked about a lot, The Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember, really. That wasn't my jam as a kid.
No, it wasn't not mine either.
In the country.
But Elvira, man, that's network television at its best right there. Elvira making a special guest appearance on The Fall Guy.
Oh, wow. I wonder what episode that is and what she did.
I don't know. It was 1984.
Sexy, I guess. Oh, 84. Mm-hmm. Great.
All new classic commercials this week. I downloaded a bundle of them, so you'll be hearing those all throughout the week. Right now, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Alexis is taking some days off to be with her mama. Hope she's having a really good time. Micah filling in, and good to have you back, Mike.
Thank you so much.
And I told Dawn, we both kind of went out last night on a school night, which is rare.
More than kind of went out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we kind of really did go out.
Yeah.
And I have an AB Fab that I'm going to characterize as an oldie but a goodie.
Absolutely fabulous.
And I like to do this from time to time because, and I understand why, new restaurants or anything that Gavin Kaysen does, if he clips his toenails in a right way, he's written about. But I like to give a shout out to restaurants that are getting her done. That, you know, that are, you know what I mean, Dawn? That are older, but don't get the buzz or the write ups, but are still fantastic. And I think they should, because, you know, it's like a divorce rate. Restaurants are hard to maintain, believe me. So if you're a restaurant that's been around for years and you're still packed and you still have good quality, and I came across one yesterday that I used to go to a lot when Colin and I lived by Lake Calhoun, right when we got married. Right, actually, it was the place that we lived for listeners of our show. It was the place with the demon. Remember that, My Talkers? The demon on the ceiling? My bedroom. Yeah. That's
the demon on the ceiling.
Yeah. That's the place, everyone, to put you in Jason and Alexis' dateline. So Wakami is today's ab fab. Wakami Sushi and Asian Bistro.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay.
It is a favorite of sales manager Sonia Ungerman, just like me. We both love it. And they have some of the most inventive rolls, sushi rolls, rolls that are great entry points if you're not like, if you don't love sushi or you're unsure of sushi. They have enough cooked rolls that's a good kind of training wheels for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And the staff is great. They have a wonderful happy hour. And it is spelled W-A-K-A-M-E. And it's right off of Lake Calhoun. Yeah. Wakami Bistro. And Dawn, I'll send you, let me put it in the talk back here. Boom, there we go.
Okay.
Just sent it.
Great.
But their happy hour is fantastic. We got there just in time. It ends at 3 to 6. You know, you can get deals on sake, but the rolls are what's really, really good. As I said, if you're not real big on real raw sushi, they can help you out. They can help you out. They have some rolls that won't scare you. And yeah, with some shrimp tempura or lobster tempura, there's cooked steak in one of them. They just have a nice variety of rolls. And
for Americans.
Exactly. Sushi for Americans. Yes. But we haven't been there in a while. We used to go there all the time because we quite literally lived behind it.
And we used, right. It's right by Whole Foods.
Right by Whole Foods. Yeah. Right off of, I think Minnetonka Boulevard, I think.
So Colin, what do you get when you go? What's your favorite?
The rock and roll. Last night we got the rock and roll roll.
Oh.
And I can't remember the other one we got. It had lobster and shrimp in it. And it was real good. And they had one. They have some of the best spring rolls. Colin and I crave their spring rolls because it's served with the homemade peanut sauce that we love.
Oh, I love a good spring
could,
roll.
Yes, I could make a meal just from their spring rolls. I really could. I could get like 2 orders and be completely full and not feel gross that I've eaten fried food or something. So Wakame Sushi and Asian Bistro is an ab fab.
Absolutely fabulous.
White Castle.
Yeah.
What the hell's up with White Castle?
Well, you know what a pizza bite is? If I said that, it looks like a little pillow and then there's hot lava inside that will burn off your taste buds the minute you put it in your mouth. Yeah.
And the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, White Castle, they have a new snack in the freezer aisle and it's going to be available later this fall. They're called Castle Bites and inside is basically a White Castle burger. So it's like a pizza roll or bite. But a White Castle inside. There's 2 flavors, hamburger and cheeseburger. So it's just, you know, those onions that they put on a White Castle. And then it has a crust around it. They're going to be available in a few weeks at the grocery store. Now, do they have here White Castle, frozen White Castle burgers in your...
I've seen them, yes, in the grocer's freezer, as they say.
Yeah,
yes, I mean, I've seen them.
I have had those a few times in my life, and they're kind of just as good as going to White Castle.
Yeah.
See, we had a craving for White Castle in my hometown because we didn't have one there. So people would come back from St. Louis and bring White Castle. Like, it was something you were demanded to do if you went to St. Louis or Kansas City.
Really?
Yes, you bring White Castle. And you do eat, you get way too many, and then you'd eat some on the way home, and then that is not a good car ride. I'm just saying.
You know I have no problem admitting I could eat 6 to 8 of those little burgers without even trying.
I can't even go to White Castle because it's not in the plan, but you know, they're good. And in a pizza bite or a little bite
Hell
size.
Yeah. Yes. When we come back, Yay is causing trauma and drama again. Don has that. Plus rumors circulating from BravoCon. I have that next. Well.
Then he goes on to explain that, sorry, you're uncomfortable. And then one of them was like, come on, man, come on. And he like moved Kanye's arm away from him and the phone. And he wanted to draw parallels between the plot of the porno and his business dealings with Adidas. You know, his brand is a $1 billion brand. And he said, I'm only going to work with Adidas if he's the CEO. And he points to one of his team members. And he said, you guys have done wrong by the company, by the business, and by the partnership. The whole concept of this porn video is that the guy has cheated. So then the girl was like, well, I'm going to do the thing that's your worst nightmare. And he said, this is your worst nightmare. And he pointed to one of the executives. Your worst nightmare is not me hitting you. Your worst nightmare is not me playing you a porn video. Your worst nightmare is not me screaming. We've done all of this. And then he points to the CEO and says, that's your worst nightmare. And then he said to his friend, he goes, and this is worst nightmare number two. Like, I will only work with Adidas if my friend here is the CEO. And then the guy goes, this Adidas guy goes, is it your dream or is it a nightmare? What are we doing? And then he said, what you're feeling right now is extreme discomfort. This is actually one of Kanye's friends who he wants to be the CEO. And that is exactly the point, because when someone steals this man's ideas, his creations, it's like you're stealing Kanye's child. They are all children in his mind and you've kidnapped them.
Oh, God. Okay.
So that's the gist of it. There's more that you're just like, this is really, we're really manic right now, you know? And people have said that he's unmedicated. I thought at some point he did get medicated. But maybe I'm wrong about that, because I just didn't want to assume he's unmedicated.
No.
But he has been tested, and he is bipolar 1. This is like, he's really, you can tell, like, he's just having a hard time. And I know that, like, we're all saying, like, oh, well, don't make excuses for him. But this is just, I'm just pointing out an example. This is how twisted your point of view can be. You know, if you're in a manic state.
Yeah, and you're bringing porn into a
business meeting.
It's one of those. I saw Bethany Frankel post about Ye yesterday, speaking to all the people that are frustrated. And like, how did this happen? How do we let these individuals like rise in prominence and become what they become? And she's like, it's our fault. You know, we buy their stuff. We subscribe to their channels. We listen to their music. We buy their shirts. We buy their shoes. It's on us. I mean, we help to make them what we are. And that's speaking specifically to the people that are questioning, like, why is this a big deal? And why, you know.
Because he has, like, ultimate power with all the money that he has.
Yes.
But, you know, what is cancel culture? Do you believe in it? I think that he should be banned from social media so that he doesn't have a voice. When you cross the line of racist stuff and anti-Semitic stuff, like,
and,
you gotta get people off there, because that incites real violence against people.
Yep. Coded or not coded.
Haven't they had enough? My God. When I was in Europe, I was visiting this castle in Switzerland, and it was talking about the Middle Ages. This castle was built in like 1208 or something. And they were talking about how a plague came through and they blamed the Jewish people for it. And I was like, are you kidding me? In 1208, like, can they get a break, please?
Yeah. What,
so they're, it's just insane to me how Jewish people have been blamed for everything. It's just, it's,
and now
it
we
just
have,
makes me so angry.
And now
for
we have
no
yay.
Reason.
Yeah. And now we have yay. And it just, it's just frustrating. It's very frustrating. And then you almost feel like if in a position like we're in, I almost feel bad talking about it because we're adding to the mystique of him.
Oh,
we're, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, but we do have a job to do and yeah. it is a big story, but you know what I mean? Yeah. But I do, I'm like, we're kind of adding because he knows this is going to grab headlines. He knows it.
Do you even think, if, yeah. Do you think he's that calculated? Like
yes.
he's like, I'm going to do this to get likes and to get yep. views.
Absolutely. I think that's why he's a master marketer. I do. I do. I can hold both of the, I can be completely irritated and not a fan and hold that thought in my head at the same time as I believe he's a master marketer. And the master marketing and falling into the trap is what it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
For what we do and because we fall right into the trap.
We fan the fire.
We feed the beast.
Yeah.
We really do. We feed the beast.
But yeah, like you said, it's our job to talk about those top entertainment stories. And this is definitely top of mind for people today.
Yeah. Something a little less,
gross.
Well, some people find it gross, the excess, but, so here are the rumors. So, you know, that we have Comic-Con, we have CinemaCon and HorrorCon. We have all these cons and there's a BravoCon that birthed a couple years ago, took a break during the pandemic, but BravoCon is back and it's this weekend, I believe. And the rumor is, and I saw a very interesting post by Countess Luann yesterday, right after the talk show. The rumor is that is where and when the network will finally announce what is happening with Roni, with Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
Which makes sense if I'm Bravo, if I'm Universal, just like Comic-Con and Star Wars Celebration, I'm going to win D23. I'm going to make my big news at my own convention. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do it there. So I believe we're going to hear something. And then Countess Luann added to that and she posted a very specific cast photo. I don't think anything is accidental in this. She posted a picture of a couple years ago, BravoCon a couple years ago with Tensley, Leah, Dorinda, Countess, and Sonia, who was the cast immediately after Bethany left.
Okay, right.
The only one missing here is Sonia. But anyway, and Countess said, who's moving to NYC? Eva, Cynthia, hashtag reboot, we will see. Are you ready, BravoCon? And I have a funny feeling based on that. And then Cynthia put a little heart. She commented and Sonia commented and she is going to be there. So Sonia is confirmed to be there. I think one or both of those ladies, Cynthia and Eva from Girls Trip, they are going to be added to the New York cast.
Okay. I mean, I personally think Cynthia would be a better choice.
Okay, well, see, I'm on the other end because I find Cynthia is boring.
Yeah, I know you think she's boring.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe she's a little Debbie Downer, too.
Okay.
Like this, the new, how far into Girls Trip are you?
I just have those two episodes that I've watched.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, that's right. You have everything else.
Things. Yeah.
Well, let's take a break. I will expand on this.
Okay.
So stay right there. We'll be back right after this.
Alexis and Don for the St. Paul Hotel, where they're presenting a live radio play of It's a Wonderful Life.
This is so fun. It's December 1st through the 23rd at the St. Paul Hotel's Promenade Ballroom.
The shows include a three-course luncheon for the afternoon performances and a three-course dinner for evening performances.
Yes, and the food is amazing. It's playwright Joe Landry's acclaimed take on the 1946 Frank Capra classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's the 16th season at the St. Paul Hotel with your favorite Christmas carols, delicious holiday meals, and the story of George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life, all done as an old-timey radio show.
Perfect for family and friends. It's an old-fashioned 1940s Christmas, and the shows do sell out.
Yes, so book your seats now at stpaulhotel.com. It's presented by Spare Key, a Minnesota nonprofit helping families bounce, not break, with housing assistance.
Enjoy the show, and why not spend the night at the St. Paul Hotel.
Yeah, they have special guest rates for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
Close. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Get the touch of the healthy looking shimmery hair. Get the rich shampoo with a touch that's new. Touch of yogurt.
Now, Clairol's put yogurt with natural organic protein into new shimmery shiny Touch of Yogurt shampoo. So rich it makes your hair shimmer and shine and feel like silk. Clean, healthy, touchable silk.
Touch of yogurt. Get the touch.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
This morning, wash your hair with a touch of yogurt.
Yeah, last week it was beer. Beer, yeah, shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Body on tap. That's right. Now, touch of yogurt.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. Just a touch will do you. Yeah. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Alexis is taking a few days off. Dawn slid over. Mike walked in, and here we are. This is Tuesday, October 11th. BravoCon is this weekend, and we're anticipating some news coming from Andy Cohen, especially on Real Housewives of New York.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
York, it's been off the air for over a year. They ruined it, like Michael Rapaport said. They ruined it.
He said Ebony. Okay.
Ebony.
Very opinionated.
Yeah, they shot the golden goose, and now they have to pick up the pieces. And I agree with Michael. So what I hope they do, and I don't think so. Now I have a funny feeling they're not going to do this. Now, remember, the plan was to do a reboot and then do a legacy show.
Right. So an all new cast that was younger.
Yes. And like, but like Michael Rapaport said, do we want that?
No,
I don't want that.
I don't want it. I just want maybe some new people.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a few new people that are causing trouble. Where we can see the best and worst of Countess Luann and Ramona.
Yes.
And don't make it serious. Just make it somebody like Diana on Beverly Hills.
Nobody is tuning to Bravo to learn life lessons. Nobody.
No. And they get so far away from the reason why we started watching it
in the first place.
Is to peek in on the lives of ultra rich women who don't work a lot.
No.
Who have so many privileges and they whine about their life.
Yeah. And they have just a cup of crazy in their recipe.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that your shoe line didn't launch the way it, you know, it's just a way for us to, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's some of them that you actually end up liking, but for the most part, let's stick to that plan.
Yes.
I wonder about like the wealth. That's what I think about all the time with the, with the Beverly Hills cast. Like, how much money do you have whenever they're just at a party and they're like, yeah, I'm going to buy this Birkin bag, you know, that's $34,000. And they didn't even plan. They just went on a ski trip and they're like, I really like that jacket.
Boom.
And it's, you know, $12,000. That's the stuff that fascinates me.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that cast is the richest.
I do too.
I think combined, though, that's real money.
I mean, Kyle has endless amounts of money, seems like. And Bethany, of course, Diana.
Bethany has always maintained that there's a good number of housewives that are all show and no go.
Right.
And I believe her. I truly think so. But so Countess sent that post alluding. She used the word reboot in her hashtag. So it makes me think that there isn't going to be two versions. There's just going to be one. And it's just going to be the cast we know and love. And it's just going to be on Bravo. None of this Peacock crap.
Oh, I like it on Peacock because I can
too.
Watch it.
I do too, but I'm just saying.
Bravo.
Yeah, I just think they are. I know Bravo has so many damn commercials, but I think they're going to get rid of the two idea. Maybe not. Maybe I'm totally. Maybe they're still going to do a reboot and a legacy. All I know is all that I would lay money down on in a Las Vegas table is we're going to get. By the time we come on the air on Monday, we're going to know what the plan is. And I think one of the ladies, either Eva or Cynthia from Atlanta,
right?
They're going to join the cast of New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like that idea.
I do, too.
Why can't we go to BravoCon? This is our job. We promote. We talk about Housewives a lot. Why won't they pay? A general admission ticket, I see, is $430.
Yeah.
If you're a Bravaholic, it's $825. And if you're an SVIP, it's super very important person.
Super very important.
It's $1,950.
Holy crap. I wonder what that gets
you. Well, I can tell you if we have time here.
Go ahead. We do.
Let's see. It's a 3-day pass to the BravoCon. You get all three full days, fast lane at venue entrance, premium seating at all the programming. Fastlane access to a variety of Bravo themed experiences and their photo ops. Fastlane to all themed bars, bizarre shopping experience. You get to be in one Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen taping. The legendary ball with Andy. There's a lot of other stuff too.
It is amazing.
Intimate
From Below Deck to Married to Medicine to Southern Charm.
Right.
It is amazing what Bravo, just in terms of pop culture, what Bravo has become, you know?
Yeah.
Considering it used to be a highbrow space for shows like Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Yeah, which was great.
You know? But then the turn that it made in the mid 2000s, you know, culminating in the late 2000s, the like 08, 09, when they wanted to create an answer to Desperate Housewives, because that was burning up ABC.
Yeah, that's true.
So they wanted to create a version, and
like
they did.
The real one.
Yeah, the Real Housewives. Thus the name.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then it just, that's the house that, the Housewives of the house, yeah, that's the house that Andy built for Bravo. And now look at it. I mean, it's so many shows, and it's just a culture. So much so that they can have a con for a weekend.
It's a great idea. I mean, good for them, because they should do more of these. So is there just one in L.A. and that's it? Because they should do four. They should do, like, New York, LA, Chicago, and Dallas or something, you know.
And I wonder what the contracts are like, Dawn. I wonder, do the Bravo, you know, when they sign on new stars to these shows, to their shows.
Yeah.
I wonder if the in the contracts.
Absolutely.
They have, there's a stipulation where they have to go to these Bravo cons, you know,
yeah.
Like Ru, like you hear about RuPaul drag race contracts where they are obligated to be a part of so many spinoffs, you know, like three or four spinoffs.
Yeah.
And I wonder with Bravo, you know, are they obligated to go to these cons? And if I'm them, if I'm a Bravo celebrity, it only helps you.
Oh.
It helps your OnlyFans. It helps your cameos.
OnlyFans.
Just saying.
Do any of them have OnlyFans?
I don't know. I know some of them are cameos.
Yeah, for sure.
So
they're all over Cameo.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great workshops here.
There are?
I mean,
we got to go next year. Yeah. Let me write a letter to Dan.
Oh,
I'll write a nice email. He's not going to let us.
He doesn't
even let
us have cake.
I know, but I'm going to try. I'll write a really nice, sweet email. Dear Dan, I'll start like that.
I really want to be on the Don't Be Tardy stage.
Yes.
Housewife to housewife.
We'll do that. I'll write it a little bit later. When we come back, everybody, a marriage between one cable show and another cable show. Dawn has that story. Plus, an interesting development with Sister Act 3 that I noticed. Concerning Kathy Najimy and Whoopi Goldberg. That and more when we come back.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.